عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. لسرد الدرس الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders, brothers and dear listeners, the surah that I have recited, I'm sure every one of us knows that surah. We know that surah by heart, alhamdulillah. And we read that surah several times in namaz. In each rakat, we read that surah. And we all know that surah. And that surah is called Suratul Fatiha. Fatiha means the opening surah. Because when you open the Quran, this is the first surah that we find. It's called Suratul Fatiha, the opening surah. And there is another name of this surah, which is Suratul Salah. So one name is Surah Fatiha, which we know, which is famous. We all know it by Surah Fatiha. And there is another name of this surah, which is Suratul Salah. Surah Salah. Why? Because we read this in our namaz. We read this in every rakah, Suratul Salah. Now, you know there is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so it's hadith-i-Qudsi, meaning the meaning and the words are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating this to us. Now he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have divided Suratul Salah, the Surah Fatiha, between me and my servant. You know the surah that we recite in namaz, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, till the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have divided into two between myself and my servant. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person is reading, when a person reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies by Hamidani Abdi, that my servant has praised me. So when we read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the reply by Hamidani Abdi, that my servant has praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Asna alayya abdi. So when we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we are getting reply by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant has declared a form of prayer for me. When we say Maliki yawmiddin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Majjadani abdi, that my servant has glorified me. Now just imagine, we need to ponder when we read Surah Fatiha, that when we read Surah Fatiha, we are getting a reply by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why when we read Suratul Fatiha in our Salah, for example, then we need to ponder over its meaning firstly. That's why, you know, all of us, we know Surah Fatiha, but unfortunately, very few of us know the meaning of Surah Fatiha. What are we saying in Surah Fatiha? When we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, what do we mean by that? What's the meaning of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen? What's the meaning of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? So we all know this surah by heart, but you know, very few of us know the meaning of this surah. That's why, you know, the scholars, they say that we need to make an effort of firstly, obviously memorizing the Quran that much that we can read in our salah, and secondly, we need to understand the Quran that we are reading in our namaz. At least, you know, at least, if not the whole Qur'an, then we should try our level best to know the meaning of the 30th para that normally people read in namaz. You know, the amount of Qur'an that we read in our salah, we should at least know the meaning of that. In that way, we will be able to concentrate and focus in our namaz. We know what we are reading when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We should know what we are saying here. When we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we should know what we are saying. We need to know the meaning of the Qur'an. So nevertheless, when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is replying to what we are reciting. And then, do you know, after these three verses that we recite in Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that my servant has praised me, and now I will give my servant whatever he asks for. Whatever he asks for, I will give him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. And then when we say, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, what are we saying? We're saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. We only worship you. We do not worship anyone else besides you or anything else besides you. We only worship you. You alone we worship. Wa Iyaka nasta'een, and you alone we ask for help. You know, when we say this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got so happy. He said, now you ask me, whatever you ask, I'm going to give it to you. Now what do we ask? What do we ask when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after we have recited, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got so happy and he said, now whatever sawal you do, whatever you ask me, I'm going to give it to you. Now what do we ask for it? What do we read after that? اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That's what we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, ask me, what are we asking? We're not asking anything of this worldly items. What are we asking? We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that guide us on the straight path. صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Now this tells us and this shows us how important this dua is. Because that's what we are asking, not just once, but in every rak'ah we are going to ask this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asking this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us on the straight path. And today we would like to speak something about mustaqim. You know, when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us on the straight path, what do you mean by mustaqim? What's the meaning of istiqamah? You know, you might have heard this many a times, that we need to have istiqamah within us. What do you mean by istiqamah? What do you mean by istiqamah? You know, the Arabic word istiqamah means to stay firm on something. To stay firm on something. To be steadfast. to be regularly doing something. That's what istiqamah means. Istiqamah in Arabic language means to stay steadfast. And when we say to someone, for example, you know what, you need to have istiqamah within you. That means we are saying that you need to stay firm on what you are doing. So as a believer, alhamdulillah, all of us seated here, we all claim that we are a believer. We are Muslims. Now, when we have claimed that, we need to stay firm on that religion, on that deen of Islam, till our last breath. That's what istiqamah means. You know, istiqamah is such a quality and such a characteristics or such a quality that you even need this in your worldly matters. I'll give you an example. You know, if someone starts a business and he wants to succeed in that business, what should he do? For example, he starts a business and then after a few days he thinks that, you know what, this business is not making me good money, so I'll just leave it out and I'll start another one. He does not give a time, he does not give that business a time to grow. He does not give it a time so that he can gain some experience in it, gain some expertise in it. But he just leaves it out and he starts another business. And then after a few days, he leaves that business as well and he starts another one. Would that person be able to attain success in that business? No. He won't be able to start a business, or he won't be able, even if he starts that business, he won't be able to succeed in it. Why? Because he is not giving it a time. You need to give a business you started, you need to give it a time for that to gain some experience in it, to gain some expertise in it, and only then you'll achieve some progress in it and you'll achieve some success in it. If you just start a business and after a few days or a month or two you stop that business, you start another one, you won't be able to achieve success in it. So even for a businessman, if he wants to gain success in it, he needs to have istiqamah within himself. He needs to stay firm on that. Give it a time. And after, few months, couple of months, he'll see that he is making that progress. Why? Because he has stayed mustaqim and he has got the quality of istiqamah within him. And then he'll be able to achieve success in that business. And then a time will come that, people will come to him for advice. Why? Because he had the quality of istiqamah in him. So, even in the worldly matters, if we want to achieve success, we need to have istiqamah. Without istiqamah, we can't have success. And that businessman, he'll go through many challenges, many difficulties as well. He'll have to pass that phase for him to get success. Only then he'll achieve some success. Now, in the same way, as a believer, as a Muslim, we all have claimed that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We all claim that, we all are believer. Now, as a believer, we are going to get tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to get tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's going to happen. Why? Because as we mentioned in the previous gathering as well, that this world is not made to achieve and to get everything whatever we desire. This world is a test by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to get tested. If we think that we are going to get everything, whatever we want in this world, that's not going to happen. Because this world is a place of testing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. So when we are tested, that's why, you will see the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of sacrifice he went through. How much of hardship he went through. That's why there is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein he says, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءُ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. That the most severe testing from amongst the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them severely are the prophets. The prophets are the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them severely. And then those who are nearer to them and those who are nearer to them. Now, whenever we face any hardship and difficulties in our life, we need to open the seerah. Read the seerah. Read the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he went through? Even before he came to this world, his father passed away. He was born as an orphan. And thereafter, at a very, small age, his mother left this world. His grandfather left this world. In his lifetime, he went through so much of sacrifice and hardship. So much of sacrifice. his male sons, he lost all of them when he was alive. And even from his daughters, he lost three of them. And just with Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, there is a hadith, in fact, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, you know, once what happened was, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seeing something in the ears of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Seeing something in her ears. Now when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha noticed that, you know what, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying something to Fatima radiallahu anha, and when he said something, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha started crying. She was weeping. And after a few minutes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something in the ears of Fatima radiallahu anha, and she started smiling. Now Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was shocked. What did he say? So the first thing, when he said that, she started crying. And secondly, when he spoke to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, she started smiling. So now Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha wanted to know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Now after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, that's when Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, do you know the first time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me in my ears, he said to me that my time has come to leave this world. My time has come to leave this world. So he was informing her that it's time for me to leave this world. That's why she started crying. And then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asks Fatima radiallahu anha, what was the second time? What did he tell you second time, the second when you started smiling? So she said, the second time he said to me that, you know what, even though I'm leaving this world, but you will be the first one to join me. You will be the first one to join me. So do you know, the point of saying it is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went through so much of sacrifice. That's why if we face any hardship and difficulties in our life, we go back and learn the seerah. Learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will ease our hardship and difficulties that we are going through. So I was just explaining the word istiqamah. So do you know, when we have become a believer, when we are a believer, alhamdulillah, we need to stay firm on it. We need to have istiqamah within us. Now, istiqamah is such a thing that we need to have it in aqidah. You know, the belief that we have as a believer. What are the three main beliefs that we hold? The first thing is tawheed, that we believe in Allah, that He's only one. We believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what tawheed is. You know, we believe not just in Allah, but we believe Allah is one. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the main belief of a believer. Secondly, risalat. We believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is the messenger. Not just the messenger, but he is the last and the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly is ba'ath ba'd al-maut. We need to have a belief that we are going to be resurrected again after we die, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give hisab kitab, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take our reckoning. What have you done in this world? Hisab kitab. Ba'ath ba'd al-maut. Yawm al-qiyamah. We need to have that belief in us. So these three are the main beliefs of a believer. So istiqamah in aqidah means that we need to stay firm on all three beliefs. We can't have any doubt in it. We cannot be compromising in all these three beliefs mainly. That's what istiqamah in belief mean. Now secondly, istiqamah in the ibadat, a'mal that we do. For example, you know, we have got five times salah daily that we need to offer. Five times fard salah. We need to have istiqamah in it. It should not be that, oh, we read five times salah, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then we leave it out. We need to stay firm on it. Regularity. We need to do it with regularly, punctuality. That's what istiqamah in ibadat means. So this is salah. For example, our roza, fasting, the compulsory roza in the month of Ramadan. We need to fast, you know, with regularity. We cannot leave it out for no reason. That's what istiqamah in roza means. Istiqamah in zakat. If you've got the amount of nisab, then we need to pay our zakat every year. This is istiqamah in ibadat. And then you've got istiqamah in mu'amlat. You know, the transaction that we do. This is very, very important. You know, many of us will lack here. What does that mean? Istiqama in mu'amalat means that, you know, those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal, we deal with that, with those things in that way. And those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, we stay away from it. That's what istiqama in mu'amalat means. You know, when we run a business, we need to make sure that we do not earn any amount, any money that has haram income in it. That is to do with something that is haram. That's what istiqama in mu'amalat means. I'll just give you a story of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Do you know Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi? He had his business and he used to do a business of clothing. Now one day what happened was, he was going somewhere and he told his partner that, do you know what, this cloth here, a particular cloth, it has got some fault in it, some defect in it. Now if a buyer comes to buy this clothing here, you need to tell that buyer that there is a fault in this clothing. You need to inform the buyer beforehand. Now if he's happy with it, he'll buy it. If he's not happy, he'll just leave it out. So you need to inform the buyer. But what happened was, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he went away. Now a buyer came to buy that clothing, and the partner, he forgot to mention that. He forgot to mention it. When Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, when he came back, he asked the partner that, you've sold that clothing, did you even inform the buyer that there is a fault in it? There is a defect in it? So the partner said, oh, I forgot to mention that. Now Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, what did he do? See the amount of taqwa those scholars in the past had. Subhanallah. You know what he did was, all the profit that he earned through that transaction, not just that clothing, but with that whole transaction that the partner did, he gave out all that money in charity. He said, I cannot keep this wealth with me. Why? Because he's got some doubt in it. My partner, he has forgot to mention that there is a fault in it. So this was the level of taqwa. This is what istiqama in mu'amalat means. You know, to deal with halal in a way that Allah has made it halal, you can have it. But in haram, we need to stay away from it. You know, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a slave. And one day what happened was, you know, normally whenever the slave, obviously the slave was on khiraj, it's another topic. But what I wanted to mention is, you know, one day what happened was, this slave brought a milk for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And normally, whenever he would bring something, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu normally asks him that, you know what, where did you get this from? But on that day, it so happened that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not ask him, and he had that milk. He drank that milk. And after he had drank it, then the slave is asking Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, you did not ask me today, where did I get this from? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to him, all right, tell me, where did you get this from? Where did you get the money from? So the slave said to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, do you know what, before I accepted Islam, before I became a Muslim, I was a fortune teller. And you know, it's something that not halal, not jais in Islam. So he said that, I told something about the future to a person and I met him today. So to give a badla, you know, because I helped him out in those times, today he gave me a milk for that. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, what he did, as soon as he heard this, he said, this is something not jais in Islam. It's not halal in Islam. You know, the milk that he had drank it already, he entered the finger inside his throat and he did vomit of all the milk that he had. He took all the milk from himself. Why? He said, this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made permissible for me. So this is what istiqama in mu'amalat means. So my brothers, istiqama, we need it in aqidah, belief, and we need it in all our a'mal that we do. You know, our worshipping. All right. Now, when we have istiqama, what are we going to get by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'll just finish off with this ayah of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whoever, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, whoever has said that Allah is my Lord, and then he stayed firm on it. You know, till our last breath, we need to make sure that we have got this iman and deen within us, and we leave this world in the state of iman. That's our responsibility. Then we stay firm on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will descend upon that person and the angels will give him the glad tidings that there is no fear on you and you should not grieve on what you have left behind, and the angels will give them the glad tidings of Jannah. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي. The angels will give them the glad tidings of Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نُزُلًا مِّن غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. That, you know, this Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared, this is as a form of accommodation, or you can say in Urdu, ye mehman nawazi hai Allah ki taraf se. Mehman nawazi Allah ki taraf se. So these are the glad tidings that we will achieve when we will leave this world in the state of iman. So what we need to do now, alhamdulillah, we all are believer. Now we need to stay firm on it. And how can we stay firm on it? By doing the action regularly. خَيْرُ الْأَعْمَالِ مَا دِيمَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ قَلَّ. You know, the best of the actions are those actions that is done on a regular basis without leaving out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to stay firm on our iman, and may it be such that when we leave this world, we leave in the state of iman. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.